Merging with Shiva, lesson 165, Intellect and Intuition. Mystics never demean or belittle intellectual reasoning. The intellect is not bad. It is good and necessary when used correctly. But they also do not evaluate it too highly, knowing it is not the whole mind. It is only one phase of the mind. Instinctive, intellectual, intuitive phases define the whole of the mind. We often use the terms unfolding intuitive faculties and developing intuition. In an effort to encourage an individual on the path to work within himself in subduing his intellect so that he can actually observe the already functioning totality of his intuitive mind. In order to subdue the intellect, that partial conglomerate of thought patterns and modes of procedure, which accord with the culture of the day, it is first necessary to inwardly observe how one's acquired intellect actually functions. Observation is a faculty of the intuitive mind. And this particular aspect of observation only comes into usage after daily meditation has been maintained over a long period of time. Once an inkling of success in knowing intuition and how it differs from reasoning, emotional impulses, and pre-programmed patterns within the subconscious awakens, the contest is one, then and then only can we sustain this knowledge and dive deeper into the inevitable, all the time losing the future and the past and loosening the reins of the intellect. Some men say they are part of God, that the God Spirit is within them. The intuitive mind we consider to be that part of God's vast mind, our inspiration. If you have ever had a hunch and had it work out, that is the intuitive mind working within you. It has temporarily dominated your conscious mind and made it possible for you to look into the future and estimate its happenings. The intuitive mind is the essence of time, yet it understands time and timelessness, its essence. It is the essence of space, yet it comprehends space and spacelessness. It is real, yet it does not exist. Real only when used, non-existent to the lower realms of the mind. Man's individual awareness is either captured by the nerve system of external consciousness of the animal bodies which his soul inhabits as vehicles to live in on earth, or captured by his celestial nerve system. This, then, is the intuitive nature, the natural expression of the transcendental soul known as man.